Okay, everybody, I want to thank you. Well, you're not everybody. I want to talk to you personally and thank you for tuning in and listening to this healing, joy, creativity, God calling platform. I definitely do believe that God has called me to this platform. This thing has been wrestling in my heart and in my spirit personally, and I know that God wants to birth it through me. And often what comes with the birthing is some things that needs to come out in order for God's truth and God's word to speak through me. So I have been chosen to share this message. And so here it goes. I'm reading to you my newsletter. And I felt led that it was needed that you would hear my voice as I read this newsletter to you. If you are not subscribed to my email list, you can definitely sign up for my new subscriber list on my website. I will leave the description at the bottom of this podcast. But needless to say, let's go ahead and get started. And I really want to dive into this topic. Woo! So let's first take a deep breath. Talking to myself. Let's talk about it. Let's hear what God has to say. And so the topic is, what fears are stifling what God has spoken? What fears are stifling what God has spoken? So I wrote at the top of the letter, I said, I'm so happy to write you. I always appreciate my email letters that I write to you. And it is my pleasure to share what God has put inside of me. I want to talk today about how God has gifted me with the gift of prophecy, and God has also gifted me with the gift of healing. I hear God, and I've always heard and felt Jesus walking with me ever since I was a little girl. I also recognize at a very young age that I have the gift of healing. I see things in the future, and God shows things and reveals them to me about people, and God has also revealed and shown me things about my own life. But I honestly have allowed the enemy, fear, and doubt to stifle me from allowing God's promises, allowing God's truth, and allowing God's work to speak through me. I know that I am a mouthpiece, and what I have been shown in my personal life is that when God speaks something over me, and when the storm comes, it causes me to doubt. It wasn't necessarily the storm, and it isn't necessarily the storm that is or was the problem, but rather what the storm represents or represented. And what it represented was my own fear that was already dormant on the inside. And what was dormant on the inside of me needed to be uprooted, because that was the very thing that was blocking the flow of the Holy Spirit to flow through me. And I now recognize this truth. If you've ever experienced a storm, which we all have, what has it revealed in you? God put something on the inside of me to post last night, and God was saying, believe, but don't doubt. I'll say that again. Believe, but do not doubt. This is why we must believe God, because when we doubt what has been spoken to us, it becomes a block to the flow of what the Holy Spirit wants to reveal through you. It becomes a block from what God wants you to see. It becomes a block from not allowing that channel to flow through you. Even in scripture, when it says, be it unto you according to your belief, and have faith and believe that you can move mountains, and if you speak to that mountain will be removed. I remember listening to a sermon by Stephanie Ike, and she, I believe I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but I hope I'm not. And she was speaking on something that I knew my soul needed to hear. It had everything to do with allowing the flow of the Spirit of Truth to flow through you, to allow the flow of the Spirit of Truth to speak to you, and the storms will come. But do know that the storm is merely a storm. Remember what I mentioned? The storm is only revealing what is going on the inside of you. God loves you, and the Spirit sees you so much more than what this world or your past has said that you've believed. Whatever fear, whatever doubt that is going on the inside of you, know that it is being revealed and is meant for your good. And because God's word is meant to manifest through you, okay, and so I'll say it again. Whatever doubts you're believing, it is that is the block. And it is meant to be revealed and removed. So what are you believing? Allow the flow of the Spirit of God to flow through you. So Holy Spirit, I pray, and I speak to those doubts. And I speak to that fear, and I command it to leave in the mighty name of Jesus. For I stand in your power, and I stand in your truth. These are your words and not my own. And I decree and declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And so if that letter spoke to you, and if you would like assistance on delving into further how to uproot those subconscious fears and what might be blocking the flow of whatever God wants to manifest through you. Because yes, God wants to manifest it through you, not anyone else. I remember my pastor was talking about how when God had called Moses, and Moses said, you know, but I have all these inadequacies. Moses was telling God his inadequacies, and God goes, who made your tongue? I love that part of the sermon that he shared. Who made your tongue? Who made your tongue? Like basically saying, dude, I know your hangups. I know your imperfection, but I called you and I chose you. And it was such a great sermon. I would suggest you go back. It was Pastor J.P. Foster. It was such a great sermon when he was like, no, I called you. I called you. Stop trying to use your inadequacies of saying how you aren't qualified. I took it personal, realizing as I took an introspective look in listening to the sermon, I thought about I wouldn't necessarily say my inadequacies, but I will say I thought about my pride, which I didn't quite know that I had. And what I mean by that is anytime you're saying that it is I'm the one that always have to do it, and I, that is your pride talking. And pride is rooted in fear. When you think that it is you and you're relying on your strength and your capabilities, it is very subtle. Fear is very subtle. And so to be able to be aware and recognize that and know that the Holy Spirit is radiating on the inside of you. I know it can seem like very, very tough, but listen, you have the power. You have the power. God says, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents, to tread upon those things. And then when that fear comes, you will know what to do by being aware.
being aware of what you are feeling in your body, being aware and staying aware and doing it afraid. Because what will end up happening is over time, your beliefs begins to exchange, meaning that the belief that you had that was rooted in the fear that caused you to have the fear, caused you to have the anxiety, oftentimes is rooted in our past. But, you know, being aware and not hiding from it, being aware and standing in the spirit of God that's within you and allowing it to pass is everything. Listen, I have an ebook that's coming out. I'm preparing for that. But in the meantime, if this message speaks to you and if you would like one-on-one coaching, you can set up a free discovery call with me and we can see, first of all, how I can help you on our 30-minute free discovery call. That's the first thing. Because I'm here to serve. And if you would like to move further with me in one-on-one coaching, I would definitely send you my link to find out further information. But other than that, y'all, that's all I have to share. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.